Yeah.
Mayor Barr. There you are.
Joe.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good, good.
Brendan Johnson.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm just doing wonderful.
Busy day today.
Huh?
Busy day, Lawrence, this morning yet?
No. No, I want to. I called him and they said he's on his way back to Washington.
Yeah. I was down at AMA convention. That's the American Myth.
Yeah.
We should have one of the guys check this fellow out. He's the Republican mayor of St. Petersburg. And he wants to head up the Citizens Committee to come. And I think down there is where we need guys.
All right.
And I told him, you know, he's a very sensitive guy, very articulate. He has a city of 210,000, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's the case. I said, I'll call him a few days and I'll bring him up to Washington, you know.
All right.
I mean, he's a guy I think the president will look into.
All right. I'll do it to St. Petersburg, Florida.
Yeah, I mean, you might ask, are you friendly with me?
Yeah, very friendly, and I'll call him.
Yeah, just check in with him.
You got any static at all with any of your delegation?
No. I got this static, and I think I sort of circulated around at AMA. Just got back last night. They're feeling something against Huber, too. On the 48th speech he made at the convention, somebody saw it. You know, remember he had that resolution?
Well, I know it, but that's they'll have something against everybody, Joe.
Well, if I said they will, whoever you take the attic, he charged you the least.
Yeah.
Of course, a number of fellows are out there down at the convention around talking for Huber. Art Snapple called me in the show at Minneapolis Sunday week ago. And I said, I don't think you use good taste and good judgment. I love Huber. They never asked me to come to Pennsylvania to do anything. This is entirely up to the President of the United States. And God save us, he can't pick his candidates. Then we all better quit.
Huh. Well, you watch your delegation. What's this damn union up there, UAW, that's divided?
This guy tried this at the National Convention. McCarroll. He's a buddy of Dave Roberts and Doc McClellan. And Roosevelt sat him on his ass, you know, at the National Convention of the Auto Workers. And he had a meeting with some 15, 21 guys, the county commissioners of Fayette County. He's never been a team player, you know. So they were going to come to me, I heard, and ask for maybe I'll get people out in the street, you know, put tables out. Want to do it for one day, all right, but they never did get to see me. But I'm going to keep in touch with you, like I said, if any of the static they hear, our group's all right.
I see he took a poll and he claims the UAW is 50-50 between Johnson and Goldwater. Could that be true in Pittsburgh?
No. My Lord, the UAW has always been the best damn political union we've had.
Well, I know it, but that's what disturbed me when they say they took a poll. Marguerite Higgins has got a story in the Philadelphia paper yesterday morning on the editorial page. You ought to look at it.
Yeah, I can say right down my hand.
Well, you get it yesterday morning, in Marguerite Higgins, and you check it and call me back. They say that UAW union took a straw vote, and they voted 50-50. Now, if we are losing union votes that way, we better know it.
Rest, and I didn't see it, or someone told me something. McDonald said something he was losing some of the civil rights. Down the White House the other night.
He was here at the White House. What did he say?
According to the way that picked me up out of the airport as my driver, the rest of his story, in which McDonald said at the White House, the white backlash is losing a lot of the steel workers in Pittsburgh.
Well, I think that's a Higgins story they're talking about. I didn't see Reston yesterday morning. He might have said it. But he didn't say that to me, and I talked to him. He's all out for us, and he's all out for my doing what I want to do, and he's for whoever I want. And what we've got to do, though, you've got to get him and any other friends you got to work on all this Republican delegation from Pennsylvania the Fultons and the Corbetts and the rest of them to get them to get up and fight for this poverty so you can get several thousand jobs for these young people in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia.
I've donated calls to some of these Republicans today.
Well, you've just got to call them and say, now we've got a bunch of unemployed here and we can put a lot of people to work, and we want it, and I think you got to get any Republicans you got, get after their congressman too. Because if we don't get the Republican delegation in Pennsylvania, they may beat that bill. Now, we passed in the Senate 2-1.
Yeah.
And I told Bob Wagner this morning, it's the best thing that ever happened to you, Mayor. Well, now, why don't you get a hold of Dave McDonald, and you and Dave McDonald pick out who can handle some of these Republicans, and go over there to your paper, whoever can talk to them, and get them a call on the basis of Pittsburgh, get them some things down there. And
yeah,
just
they got a hold of me down Young Mullen, who's working for Shriver there for yesterday, in back, and he gave me a lift and something.
Working for who?
Working for Sarge.
Yeah.
Boy, Pittsburgh boy.
Yeah.
And they gave me a lift and something. Pennsylvania. I thought I'd call Thursday morning. We ought to get a vote on today or tomorrow.
No, it's going to be probably next week.
Uh-huh.
We got a vote yesterday on the rule, 8-7.
Yeah, I know that.
And,
Lost two of our brothers, Smith and somebody else.
Yeah, Smith and Comer, but most of these folks come home on the weekend. I just don't know how y'all get to your Republicans. Now, Van Zandt tells them that he's going to get these Republicans.
Well, I'll talk to the number myself. I can talk to
them. But I just let them know that you want to put them to work. You don't give a damn whether Democrats or Republicans. If they're idle, rather than have any demonstrations and any riots in your town, you want to give them jobs. Now, will you check into that UAW thing and see if they had a poll and give me a ring, call me back, or call Cliff Carter back?
Yeah, I'll talk to you this afternoon.
All right, and how many men you got in Pittsburgh on the Democratic delegation? 15, 20?
Oh, easy that, because we have all these delegates from Barr.
Now, will they all stay with you come hell or high water when the shooting starts?
Yeah.
And they'll all stay with Johnson on whoever he wants?
That's right.
Okay, all right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.